I think that any political campaign is formidable, no matter what the circumstances. But I think that given the mood in the country in general and in our district specifically, I think that it's a good time for a populist candidate like myself, who is interested in really echoing the views and the needs and the opinions of the electorate to come in. I feel very strongly about the House of Representatives being the people's house.
Let's talk about, well, the biggest issue for years has been the Iraq war. What's your thoughts about the war right now?
I'm so sad that we entered this war. When you take a look back, we seem to have entered that war on false pretenses. And I think that we entered the war without a planned exit strategy. I recall that the president noted at the time that we're not going to be engaged in nation building. And yet it seems as though that is our mission there. I feel very, very sad for the families of our troops and for the troops themselves. I have a brother-in-law that's in the theater of operations, as a matter of fact. And I know that they're in harm's way. I know that they're doing an exceptional job under difficult circumstances. But I think that it's time for us to fix what we broke in Iraq and to get back to finding Osama bin Laden.
So do you believe that the troops should all come home now, or what would you say about that?
I'm going to step away from saying that we should just bring all the troops home immediately. I think that there should be a phased redeployment of our troops and bring them back into the theater where we can find Osama bin Laden, which, as near as I can tell, has been the genesis of the terrorist threat against Americans and the United States.
Michael, I was looking at your website, and you talk about some of the different issues that are going on. Certainly, immigration is one of the biggest ones. You write, or in your website, you say you oppose any plan that gives amnesty in any form to illegal immigrants. So am I to take from that that the comprehensive immigration reform bill that President Bush was behind and McCain and Kennedy were the sponsors of in the Senate, you would be against that?
I was very disappointed when I read all the details of that proposal. You have to remember that I'm a child of two immigrant families, and both my dad, when he immigrated from the Netherlands in the 1950s, and my great-grandparents, when they came over fleeing the mafia terror from Sicily in the early part of this century, they came here legally, and the Native Americans, notwithstanding, our country as we know it today, is indeed a nation of immigrants, and I embrace the idea of having immigrants come over here legally. And I think that it's more than just an economic issue. It's these days a matter of national security. I'm told that right now there are approximately up to 20 million illegal immigrants in this country. We don't know where they are or who they are or what they're doing. And what scares me is that a lot of people think that this is an issue with Mexican people. But when I read, I see that a significant number of these illegal aliens are people who have come over here from other countries on student visas that have expired, and that concerns me.
What to do now? We've got, you know, roughly some say estimated at least 12 million, perhaps more than that, illegal immigrants in this country. Do you believe that we should just, like, somehow stop this from any more people coming in and just deal with the folks that we have here now? Of course, people say that we don't even know the people that we have here now because of the situation. And that's what the McCain bill would kind of lead towards, finding out who everybody is here. So what would you say to what we have, you know, right now on the ground here in America?
Well, certainly the first step would be to, number one, produce a plan for planned arrivals of immigrants, for planned legal immigration, coupled with finding the illegal aliens that are in our country right now, giving them the opportunity to be in this country legally. But just a blanket amnesty saying, okay, well, you're here, and okay, you can stay. I think that there has to be a process that if you come to this country and you are not planning on becoming a citizen, that you're here for a specific purpose, and that we know what that purpose is, and that you're doing that purpose, and not using a student or other type of visa to come over here and plot bad things against us.
Michael, we are in the middle of a presidential campaign right now, and all the Democrats are discussing the health care plans, and we're talking with some have looked more towards a universal type of system being discussed right now. We've got, of course, 47 million Americans who don't have insurance, some who do, who get turned away on certain situations if they have a pre-existing condition and the like. Where do you come down on this?
I worked for many, many years. For most of my adult life, I worked as a paramedic out in the field, taking care of patients in that venue. And one thing that I have observed over the years, and even in my current job, I observe through a review of what my employees are doing, we see a significant number of people out in the field that the emergency medical services and the emergency department is their health care. And, you know, we see an attitude from people of like, well, you know, I can't afford health care. Now I'm hurting, or now I'm having an acute condition that I need help for. Doesn't matter if I can pay or not. Law says I've got to be seen. And that affects the entire healthcare system.